This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And today, another program related to the November election, but from a different angle today. Not a candidate, but a ballot measure we're going to talk about, and a local measure, a little bit a different one as well, because it's a non-binding ballot measure. Jim Little, longtime leader of veterans in the area, one of the folks involved in a lot of things here. And Jim, why don't you introduce who you brought in with you today?
Well, good morning, Kyle, and thank you so much for having us.
With
me is the president of the Vietnam Veterans chapter here in Roseburg, Bill Duncan, and his sidekick, who is also the secretary of that organization, Bill Mixon. They're two of the spark plugs of the campaign that's ongoing. I know you've had me on a number of times talking about those issues with the VA hospital, and we appreciate that very much as well.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for both of you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Glad to be here.
So let's talk about this because there's been a lot of concern, especially in the last decade. And I guess, Jim, if you had to kind of look at it right now, what are your biggest or your most current concerns about the VA?
Well, as you said, the past decade, this started long, long ago with the beginning of the closure of the intensive care unit. And as time has gone on and our contact with VA officials, both local and also in Vancouver and also Washington, D.C., things have not been for the best at our Roseburg VA hospital. And, you know, I kind of back up. I really can't call it a hospital at this point. It's more of a glorified inpatient clinic, and not a very thorough one at this point. But Bill and Bill here both have become concerned about the hollowing out of the Roseburg clinic over the past, especially the past 2 years. We've had very little contact with the director or the director of VISN, which is supposed to control all of the VA hospitals both in Oregon and Washington and also Alaska. We've not been informed of what future plans are, and we just see a downhill slope with our Roseburg VA, and so many good people, veterans, come here to our Roseburg area because of the hospital. And we've decided to take a number of actions, and that one of those is on the ballot.
So for both of you, Bill and Bill, it sounds like a comedy show.
B1, B2.
Yeah, there we go. Tell me more about your specific concerns about what you've seen at the VA.
Well, I can tell you from I moved here about 3 years ago, a little over 3 years now, and I volunteer at the VA. And it was probably one of the main reasons I moved to this area. My wife and I moved here thinking that the VA was going to be my location for as far as healthcare goes, and it looked like a giant hospital to me. I came out of Hillsboro, Oregon, and I volunteered up there, and I worked at a clinic up there, which is sort of like what this has become here. But when I first started to volunteer, there were a lot of volunteers. There was it was a very busy hospital. I've always considered it a hospital and not a clinic. But after the pandemic, it has turned into a clinic, so to speak. A lot of the staff have left. A lot of the nurses and the like an anesthesiologist, they leave. Next thing you know, the doctor leaves because he can't perform his duties without an anesthesiologist there. And so you've seen a lot of that. And a lot of the positions are not being recruited. And as a volunteer, I kept hearing the complaints from I was at the information desk. I kept hearing the complaints from the patients, and I could see that what was going on, and appointments getting put out further, being sent to other locations, just all those things started adding up, and it's not right. It really isn't. We kept our end of the promise that they made us when we enlisted in the service. It's time for the government to step up and restore the health services that this hospital needs.
Bill, what about you?
Well, I always had good health insurance. I worked most of my life. But upon retirement, you realize me and my wife was out there paying an enormous amount of money. So I said, well, I have veterans benefits. Mm-hmm. That helped some. And it's been a slow trickle down effect in the last 3 years. And I can't blame all that on a pandemic. I can blame it all on issues that the VA itself has had in recruitment and other things else that are not going on over here. We live in rural America, so there's a lot of rural vets here, and we have people coming from all over the place to this establishment, and now they're not getting it. They want us to go to Eugene, or they want us to go to White City. It's not fair. The three of us are pretty healthy, but we got vets that we deal with on a regular basis that can't even get out of a wheelchair. So why do they want to do that? They've shut down mental health completely. Mental health's a big thing nowadays. I really feel like they can do more for the rural America and the veterans in Douglas County, which is not just Douglas County. It's Coos County and Curry County and Jackson County and Josephine County that use this place. It's just not there anymore. And that's what we want to do, is restore the benefits that we had here. And we can't get anybody to talk to us. I got this thing, a report from on the Vision 20. Then I got the report on the Air Commission. Air Commission was done away with because it wasn't filled. Now, they're already doing this stuff out of Vision 20 that they were supposed to let us know about before. And they're doing it already. Like Jim said, we don't have an emergency room. We don't have a hospital. We don't have an intensive care. We have an urgent care that the hours were just reduced.
Yeah, what? They even just reduced the hours on urgent care. It's, you know, like an 8-to-5 type, you know, business.
I walked through there the other day, and I was looking around, and it was early in the evening. If you were to just to do that casually, I mean, are there just areas that aren't being used? Or
correct. A lot of areas aren't being used anymore. One of the floors is, I think, 50% vacated. There's a number of offices that we used to be able to go to that aren't there anymore, and it's just because of the staffing issues. And it's not just Roseburg; it's a rural America problem, as Bill kind of alluded to. It's getting to be a major problem. There, somewhere along the line, the VA put out a statement saying that they didn't want any veteran to be able to travel more than 30 minutes from their home to get care. Well, in order for us to do that, they're outsourcing a lot of things, and that outsourcing to already overloaded medical, you know, facilities. And so we're not really helping anybody. We're sending a lot of our veterans up to Eugene. So Eugene's veteran situation is getting bigger also. So they're having to wait longer for their appointments, and there's no reason for that. You know, it should be right here where they have the facilities. You know, this is a big facility here, and it should be filled. And there's over 62,000 veterans that use it a year, and that's 200 appointments a day. So
the ballot measure says, do you believe that full services should be restored at the Roseburg VA Hospital? Jim, what led to this getting on the ballot?
Well, it kind of relates to something that happened in the past, Kyle. In the past, we had a campaign called Save Our Roseburg VA Hospital, and we had a number of letters that we asked the public to sign out at the county fairgrounds. And we had 12,000 letters that were signed by our folks in the community that said, we believe the Roseburg VA Hospital should be a full-service hospital. And related to that was a measure passed by the legislature, House Joint Memorial 26, which basically said all the people in Oregon are in agreement with the veterans of Southern Oregon that the VA hospital should be a full-service hospital. Well, this county is indeed a county that honors veterans. Our county commissioners are behind us 100%, and they agreed that we could put a non-binding question on the ballot that's coming around to folks now. It's being mailed out. The last question is, do you believe the Roseburg VA hospital should be a full-service hospital, yes or no? And we fully believe that our good citizens in our community are going to say yes to that, and that's going to give us some ammunition when we begin our fight with the upper management of the VA.
All right, more when we come back on Inside Douglas County, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1, and we're talking about the non-binding ballot measure that's on your general election ballot right now. Jim Little, Bill Duncan, Bill Mixon, local veteran leaders here. And with this being on the ballot, Jim, one of the things about it is that it's a non-binding measure. If it passes, what do you do with it? How do you think it'll impact any, what if anything, the VA might do?
Well, definitely it'll give us the backing that we seek to let the VA know that the citizens of this county want that hospital to be a full-service hospital for their veterans. It's something that we feel will be, if you will, ammunition for us in our ongoing campaign to restore the services there at the hospital. We feel that the people want it, and I just have confidence that we're going to get a flood of yeses on that ballot measure. I ask folks to carefully consider that because it will also affect the economy of this community if that Roseburg Hospital, I should say clinic, goes away because there's over, 300? It's the third largest employer
in Douglas County.
And that would be devastating to us if they should go away.
Now, and you've mentioned working at the information desk, seeing people leave and then not be replaced. Are you seeing that kind of on the rank and file employees as well?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's many of the people that I met when I first started volunteering there are no longer there. You know, they leave because of pay inequity. There's a number of reasons they're leaving. They're leaving because they don't have somebody to work with. Or, for example. If you had hearing problems and you went in the audiology department, they have equipment on the third floor that the audiology department on the first floor is not using because they don't have the staff for both floors. So they're sending those patients to Eugene to get their hearing aids adjusted. And that's not right. They could do that job here, and it's not right. And the dollars that the VA uses as their budget is reflecting only what is used here in Roseburg. So if I send a veteran out to another source, VA is not collecting that. The Roseburg VA is not getting credit for that. And that's how they're adjusting our budget down, it looks like.
So when you're over there, what do you see looking around?
I see the lack of, first of all, the employees I deal with over there are really great people.
Absolutely.
The ones we've got are just fantastic. Mm-hmm. Used to be able, you could go upstairs to community care and there'd be five or six people. Now you go up, there's one person. They can't schedule things out. They can't get to you. It takes all day long. It's because they need help. And that's one of the things that these people need to do is some of the administrative help or the clerks, they need help. They can't do it all by themselves. I had to go for an appointment, a cardiac test that took me almost 6 weeks to just get approval for it. And then, it's something that I thought was very important to me at my age. It is. I do see veterans that come in and they asking questions that they can't get answered someplace else. So they come to us, and I had a call at my house over a patient that was in mental problem. And so I told him, I says, here, take these steps. Do 1, 2. If you don't get an answer by that, you go to an advocate, and they're in that building, but you might have to wait to get your answer. So we have to get that back to some kind of normality where we can. All of us need mental, not.
You might need mental.
I need mental care. All of us need a little mental. Most of us need health care. And at our age, we do need it. And it's not readily available at all right now.
Jim, what have you heard in terms of when you've talked to staff with from our members of Congress about this?
Well, the silence has been deafening. We have not heard much at all from our elected officials, and we have we need a champion in the legislature. Both well, locally we don't have that problem, but in the Washington area, we're waiting for the election. There's some people on the scene we hope will come up and be a true champion for us and help us with actually going to Congress and saying, "Hey, here's what we need. We need some help at the Roseburg VA, and we feel like we're going to get that." You know, Senator Wyden, Senator Merkley, Congressman DeFazio, in the very beginnings of our campaign in the past, were very, very helpful. And that seems to have kind of settled down somewhat. We're not getting that same attention, I guess, if you will.
So as you get ready to, as you, you know, go through this, when you look down the road, what are you worried about seeing continue to happen at the VA?
Well, one of my biggest worries is just what Bill just covered. You know, veteran suicide is a real epidemic. And the younger generation of veterans, they need that counseling. They need help with that. And in some cases, we've even heard that those counseling sessions that were originally here in Roseburg that they attended faithfully are now gone. And they have to travel to all the way to Astoria to have a group meeting. That's not right. Veterans, in many cases, that need help, they need it available locally and quickly in some cases. So we're concerned about that. We just hope that we don't see a tragedy in the future because of that. And also, you know, it just doesn't make sense, the things that are happening there. We had a beautiful dental clinic built, and now they're struggling. They don't have dentists there to take care of veterans. Is that going to close? That's a waste of taxpayer money, in my opinion.
Well, and that was a lot of, I don't remember the figure, but that was a lot of money when that was built.
Exactly. Up there in the millions.
They've been spending millions of dollars in remodel of the Roseburg VA. And in many areas, like in Building 1, almost, I would say, 5 or 6 of the main clinics are being rebuilt. And that building's scheduled to be taken down. And I think they'll have some other issues that probably will never leave. But they Vision 20, it's on their charts for being demolished and a new building to replace it. That'll happen within about 10 years. But like Jim was saying, the veterans that are coming up, one of the biggest issues is mental health. We're not setting up anything for that right now. And you know, that's wrong, because those veterans are now reaching the age they're going to start using the VA. Because most veterans don't use the VA on a regular basis until they're about 45 years of age, and then they start coming in.
Well, about a minute left here. Jim, what are you, to kind of wrap it up, what would you say to folks?
Well, I'd say just look at that last measure on the ballot, the non-binding. It doesn't mean anything other than it's basically going to give us the ammunition that we need to address the upper management of the VA. We'll be able to say, look, here, the citizens of Douglas County agree with us that the hospital should be a full-service hospital and restored to that, just as it was way back before the closure of the intensive care unit. We think that's a reasonable and a just question. We're fighting for veterans, as Bill and Bill said. We were promised full health care, not to worry about it at all. Even in some cases, our families were not to worry about health care if we went in harm's way. And we kept our part of the bargain. Now it's time for the government to keep their part of the bargain. And if you say yes on that ballot, that's going to help us immensely. It's just something that we also appreciate that our county leadership has agreed to do. The commissioners are fully behind us.
Thank you, Jim. We're out of time, but thanks. Thanks for being on, Jim, Bill, and Bill. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it.
been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.